Before you begin this tour, I would like to acknowledge the Gadigal people, who are the traditional custodians of this land. I would also like to pay my respects to elders past and present of the Eora Nation, and I extend that respect to other Indigenous people who are present. Chapter 1, Breathing Dust. You are about to embark on an experience where you will be guided by your headphones. You will be asked to move around the museum in a sometimes unconventional manner. Right now, you should be standing to the right of the ticket counter, facing the long hallway corridor of the museum. Before we begin, you need to check your headphone position. This is your left speaker. This is your right speaker. If you need to change your headphones to match the sound, please do so now. Do you have pockets? If you do, please put your device in there now so that your hands are free. Now it's time for a quick body check. Please take a deep breath in and exhale. Squeeze your eyes tightly and open. Raise your right hand high above your head and let it drop to your side. Raise your left hand high above your head and let it drop to your side.
Quickly rub your hands together and feel how the temperature of your skin might be changing. Look for the metal handrail at the bottom of the ramp ahead of you. Please walk there now.
You should pass by the stairwell on your left-hand side. Do not go down the stairs. Place your left hand on the metal railing and slowly walk up the ramp. The metal feels cool to the touch. When you have reached the top of this ramp, look for the next railing. It should be on your right-hand side. Walk there now. Place your right hand on the railing and keep walking up to the top of the slope. You are now entering the atrium foyer of the museum. Take 4 steps into the atrium. Stay here, breathe, and listen. This used to be a car park. The gray carpet you see was once asphalt. Before that, forest. It was then, as it is now, the land of the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation, and this museum is built on Aboriginal land. The wall on the right side of you was once the outside of this museum. The skeleton of this museum started being built in 1827 by colonists with the idea of procuring many rare and curious specimens of natural history. There are millions of preserved organisms housed here, all arranged by and kept for humans to experience and research. So much labor went into the building of these walls. Horses, humans, laboring, sweating. They have passed on, but you are alive. Walk towards the center of this foyer and stop once you are in the middle. Slowly turn around your axis and look around. The atrium is a meeting place for humans to socialize. It is a place where humans decide which path to walk: left, right, up, down. Like many other organisms, this building has a skeleton. A skeleton made of glass, metal, sandstone. Here we are in the thorax, or the chest. Inside the thorax are the ribs and sternum. It houses the heart and lungs. Take a look at the vents underneath the top balcony. Do you notice a long, glittering red ribbon blowing next to the fourth vent to the left? The building is breathing too. Now bring your attention to your chest and breath. Don't change it, just notice it. As you begin to move, your breath changes naturally. Please walk the circumference of this space. Time goes in lines, and time goes in circles. From where you are in the middle of the atrium, walk towards the museum shop. Keep walking in a clockwise direction with the wall to your left side. Please stay within the atrium, which is the gray carpeted area, but please do not walk up any ramps. The air you are breathing is filled with dust and specks of feathers and fur, scales and skin. It is filled with fungi spores, ashes, exhaust gases, water, and particles from meteors that once burned up in the atmosphere. Below you, the surface of the ground. As you walk in this circle, you too are leaving traces of dust and movement. How many organisms have tread this space? How many more will come? If you are able to do so safely, begin to speed up your pace, staying around the perimeter of the atrium. Your circle should still be wide, but getting faster. Your heart rate is speeding up. You are alive in this space. Keep walking. Slowly increase your speed. If it is safe to do so, you might even get up to a jog. Now slow back down. Please find a spot in the atrium where you feel comfortable. You should now be standing in a comfortable spot in the atrium. With this walk, you have already encountered other organisms in this space. See if we can call the many life forms of this museum by sending vibrations through the ground, like an earth swell. Please stand with your feet shoulder-width apart, keeping your heels planted into the floor. Begin to shake your body up and down by bending your knees in quick, continuous succession. This shaking is moving into the ground, connecting you to place. Keep breathing. Close your eyes. Please continue shaking. The bottom of your feet connect the soles of your shoes to the ground. Under your shoes lies the fibers of the carpet. Under that, the cement, the gravel, the dirt, the earth's crust, the mantle, the outer core, the inner core. You are sending the shaking vibrations down through the layers. It is a calling to organisms past. You can stop shaking now. From where you are, find a spot on one of the padded black benches and lie down facing upwards. If they are occupied, lie in the ground. You should be lying down now. Can you feel your heartbeat? Is it a bit faster now? The bench on which you lay is made of imitation animal skin and stuffing stitched together with cotton thread. Notice the glass ceiling and the sky passing above you. Now slowly close your eyes. Lying on the slope of the bench, see if you can perceive the liquids of your body slowly moving to one side, like a spirit-level ruler that helps you hang pictures on the wall. Open your eyes. Please make your way to the elevator. It is at the bottom of the entrance ramp from where you came, next to the museum shop. Go up to the second floor. This marks the end of chapter 1. Press play for chapter 2 once you have exited onto the second floor of the museum.